Blackstone Audio presents My Lords, Ladies and Marjorie by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Lindy Nettleton. For Harry Scott Gibbons and Charles David Bravos Gibbons, with love. Chapter 1. Life is a backwater, said Miss Marjorie Montmorency James to the looking glass. She practiced a soulful look and hoped she looked like that famous actress, Ellen Terry. Life is a backwater, she said again. But since she was alone in the drawing room, no one replied, and when she turned around, there was no one to look back at her except a multitude of paper eyes in the photographs, stacked on top of the Bechstein grand piano. Marjorie sank down disconsolately into the red plush upholstery of a carved walnut chair and stared at the toes of her pointed openwork shoes. The house was very still and silent. But then her grandmother's well-run house always was, protected from the noisy elements of the world outside by thick carpets and thick curtains. The well-trained servants were about their duties in the kitchen. Although Marjorie often wondered idly what it would be like to be a servant and live one's days out in a basement under gaslight, she had never gone into the kitchens, although she had lived her 18 years in this house on Haddon Common in London. Neither had she penetrated to the attics, only being dimly aware that they existed when the servant's alarm clock sometimes disturbed her sleep. She had been brought up by her grand...